You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Lizzie O'Leary. It's August. We're almost 2 weeks in. And for a lot of kids, it's back to school time. Parents, on average, spend about $500 per kid this time of year, according to a study from Deloitte. The back-to-school shopping season pulls in $27 billion with a B dollars in sales, which is a whole lot of backpacks and computers and emoji t-shirts. I've got a son headed to school for the first time this year. So far, I've spent about $50 on school supplies, pencils, paper, markers, Kleenex, a new lunchbox, and another $50 or so on new t-shirts and shorts, because five-year-old boys, you probably know, if you've got one, are not kind to their clothes. We asked you what you're planning to spend.
Hi, my name is Laura Strait. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I have two kids. New school supplies cost me $150, and that doesn't include any backpacks because they're using their last year's backpacks. I don't know why a first grader needs 12 jumbo glue sticks plus four more for Spanish and art class. I bought six boxes of 24 crayons for one kid, and this is public school. It's amazing.
And as kids get older, what they need changes.
My name is Meg Descamp. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I have two college-age daughters. So that means that my back-to-school shopping has changed a lot over the years. On the positive side, I no longer have to buy hand sanitizer, reams of copier paper, cartons of facial tissue. On the slightly less positive side, I'm currently outfitting daughter number two to head across the country and start college in Virginia. I'm going to miss her like crazy. I'll spend less than $1,000 getting her set up, but I'm not yet sure of the total cost. Obviously, that cost doesn't include plane tickets, even though that's part of back-to-school costs.
Some parents are choosing to spend a little extra money to keep things easy.
Hi, I'm Brandon Smith from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm the proud dad of an 8-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. When it comes to back-to-school shopping for clothes, my wife and I are really lucky to have supportive parents and grandparents that'll do a lot of the shopping. When it comes to their actual school supplies, the last couple of years we've used a website in which you can order all of the school supplies specific to your child for their grade, and all that stuff is shipped right to the school. I ordered all of my kids' school supplies back in early April. It cost about $96, which I know can be a little bit expensive, but they have very specific items that they need, be it 48 sharpened pencils for my daughter or 7 or 8 folders for my son. And it was just more convenient for me than to be in a big box store fighting for folders and glue sticks.
Let's stay with that school supply service Brandon Smith mentioned. It's a family-owned business called First Day School Supplies, based in Medina, Ohio. Co-founder Mike Meadows is trying to carve out his own little part of the back-to-school market.
So what we do is we take the teacher's list, the exact supplies that a teacher's requested, and we custom kit them, and we put them in a beautiful box, almost gift-wrapped, if you will, and we deliver it to the school so that on the first day of school, the child will have their own box of school supplies sitting on their desk, ready to go.
Ring, ring, goes the bell. The cook and the lunchroom's ready to sell.
So we service schools all over the country. We go as far west as Orange County, California, and as far east as New York City. So it's a very complex process. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces. To give you perspective, next year we'll kit about 6 million items. We have some schools that require 75 items, and the kits range in $110 a kit. And then we have other schools that have 35 items, and it might be closer to $40 a kit. So the list through the years have gotten more complicated. They've pushed more supplies on parents, such as towels and tissues and hand sanitizers and ancillary items like calculators and earbuds and flash drives, and especially art projects, right? So now a parent can't just go to Walmart and get the products they want. They have to visit multiple stores, or they have to go online and try to cobble together this. We take teachers' lists, and then we've automated the process for purchase, so parents, all they have to do is log on to our website, select their school and grade, and push a button, and they don't have to fight those lines and all the chaos that comes with back-to-school shopping at Walmart or Target. They go right to our site, the convenience of their home, and push a button, they're done. We satisfy all three parties, parents, teachers, and students, but teachers are probably our biggest fan. You're oftentimes left with buying these budget-branded underperforming products that just don't work. And if you asked any teacher, they'd want you to come in with Ticonderoga pencils. We've affordably priced our kits to schools so that we give them the option, if they so choose, to add whatever dollar amount they want to make it a fundraiser. Many of our schools also designate a donate a kit to a child in need button. And so what that is you can buy a kit and then you can donate a kit to a child in need. And that's just a really nice service for our clients to give back to those who are needy.